friend, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yonah and Rosh Shiyichu, Moshe Rabin Peshadina, for Abchaim Aram Ben Gila, for Rabbi Mitzvah Ben Esther, Yosef Ezer Ben Esther. If anybody would like to dedicate a shir in someone's honor, you may contact me. In the Gemara, in the Rambam, in Hilchas Ishus, in the 9th Perek, he writes, Omar Eid Echad Mikudeshesi, Zo, V'Omer Eslonis Kadashti. 1:8 says that this woman is Mikudeshes. And the other, and she says, no, I'm not. What's the din? Arei Zo Muteres. She's permitted. We don't believe the Eid, we believe her. Echad Omer Mikudeshes. V'Echad Omer Eina Mikudeshes. One says she is Mikudeshes. And the other eight says that she's not Mikudeshes. So now you have an argument between two Aiden. One eight says Mikudeshes. One eight says not Mikudeshes. What's the din? Says the Rambam, lo tinase, she shouldn't get married. In other words, we're choshesh for the eight that says she's Mikudeshes. And the question is, why? Vimnises lo seitse. But if she gets married, she doesn't have to go out from the person she married. Meaning, choshesh for the one aid who said she's married. But if she gets married, despite the aid who said she's already married, she doesn't have to leave her husband. Shirehi omeres lo niskadashti, because she said, I'm not married. So you have her against an aid, we believe her straight away. We have aid against aid. We're choshesh for the aid who said she's mekudeshes. We'll get to why in a moment. And therefore she shouldn't get married. If she gets married, she doesn't have to leave her husband because she said she wasn't mekudeshes. Frek the Ravid. And that the Echad Omer mekudeshes, v'Echad Omer mekudeshes, lo sinasi lechatchila. Amai, why should that be? It's a Kal v'Chomer. If in the first case where there's no aid helping her, we believe her straight away and she can get married, she's Muteres. Even the Chatchila she can get married. Because aid echabek choshes ishalav klum. Because one aid against a woman is nothing. Certainly, where there is an eid echad, that's misayeya la hakhashasa. Certainly when she has an eid on her side. So why in the second case should she not get married lechatchila? She has an eid on her side. When she has no eid on her side, she can get married. Certainly when she has an eid on her side, she should be able to get married. Answers the Magid Mishnah. Ditfei adif, it's better, when she doesn't have an aid on her side. When she has an aid. Why would that be? That it's better not to have an aid than to have an aid. Shekol she'ein la aid klal, chazaka eina me'iza lahakrish es ha'aid, im haya emes. Avo k'she'ed echad omer k'dvarea, so mechas olav v'me'iza. V'fichach lechatchila lo sinase. Because if she doesn't have an aid at all, it's a chazaka that she's not going to be chutzvedik. To be makrish, the aid, if what he was saying was true. If she doesn't have an aid, she's not going to have the chutzpah to be makrish, the aid, if he's telling the truth. So if she's contradicting an aid, she must be telling the truth. Otherwise, how does she have the gall to contradict the aid? So when it's just her against the aid, you believe her. Because otherwise, you don't assume that she would lie. She would have the chutzpah to lie against the aid. But let's say she has an aid on her side. So meches alav, she relies on him. Umeiza, and therefore she has the chutzpah. She has the azus. Lefichach, therefore, lechatchila, lo tinasei. So lechatchila, she shouldn't get married. So what do we see over here? The hesber of the Magid Mishnah. She doesn't have an eid on her side, we believe her, because she doesn't have the chutzpah to lie. So if she's saying it, she's probably telling the truth. When she has an eid on her side, then that gives her the gall, that gives her the chutzpah to lie, and therefore, don't believe her when she, what she says, and l'chatchila, she shouldn't get married. Frecht Hagon, Rav Yeruchim Varhaftig, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, in his Beis Yeruchim, we've been going through recently the chidushim of the great Gaon Rav Yeruchim Bar Haftik. It's a big schus. So he asks, "L'chayra kasha, malon im meiza." Who cares whether or not she has chutzpah or not? That someone's giving her chutzpah. Self called self, mitzida hoda vade leka. The end of the day, bottom line, from her side, there's no hodah. Ve'anan kaimalan, we paskin, ein darish ve'erba pachas mishnayim. From her side, there's no hodah, and we paskin that darish ve'erba needs two. So me'iza lo me'iza. So of course, you only have one eight against her. What is that one eight? One eight is garnished. Command the law amar klum dami. What's 1-8 in Judaism? And when you're talking about davar sheba erva, ein davar sheba erva pachos mishnayim. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is the sugya in Meseches Ksubis on page 22b. There the Gemara says that if you have two people who say that she was miskadeshes and two people who say she wasn't miskadeshes, then she shouldn't get married l'chatchila. But if she does, she's allowed to stick with her husband, with her new husband. Two against two. If two people say nizgarsha, and two people say lo nizgarsha, she shouldn't get married. But if she, and if she does get married, she has to leave her husband. Frek de Gemara, maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What's the difference between the reisha and the seifa? Why in the Reisha B'diavad she doesn't have to leave if she gets married, but in the Seifa there's a Machlokas Eidim if she got divorced, even B'diavad she has to leave her new husband. And for Abaye Tirguma Be'ed Echad, you know what I'd like you to do, says Abaye, I'd like to explain the Braises talking about one aid. One aid says Niskatcha and one aid says Lo Niskatcha. It's one against one. Tarvayu, both of them B'pnuya Kamishade, are both made that she was a pnuya. Baha'i and one aid, who says niskatcha. They're both saying that she was originally a pnuya. And now the argument is, was she miskadeshes or not miskadeshes? The aid who said she was miskadeshes is echad b'makum shnayim. Ve'ein echad b'makum shnayim. So we don't believe the aid who said she was miskadeshes, because what's one against two? Two are saying she was a pnuya, and only one of them is going ahead, that same aid who said she was a pnuya, is now going ahead and saying she's miskadeshes. So what's one against two? So assume she's a pnuya, and therefore, b'diavad lo teitzei, that's the reisha. And the seifa is, one aid says nizgarsha, one aid says lo nizgarsha. They're both being made about an eishas ish. Tarvayu be'eishas ish, kam mishadei. They're both testifying about an eishas ish. Vahai, the Ka'amar Nizgar, why are they both testifying about an Eishas Ish? Because they're arguing whether or not she got divorced. Meaning before when she was an Eishas Ish. Vahai, and the one aid that says she was Nizgarsha is one against two. And one doesn't work against two, so we assume she's still married. And Mimela, Gambadi Evitatse. That's the way Abaye deals with the Braisa. So with that background, we can ask, that it says in the Sugya Tarvai B'Pinuy Kamisadei Vein Dvarav Shalecha B'Mokum Shnayim, and one aid is not doesn't count against two, because two say she's in Pinuy and one she's in Mekudeshes. So the Kasha is, you don't even have Dvarav Shalecha, because that one aid says in this Kasha, he's not Naaman B'Davar Sheba Erva, so it's not even one aid. Tosis there asks, Amai lo tinase lechatchila, dahavalei luk me'achazaka. Why can't she get married, even lechatchila? Why don't we give her a cheskes penuya? Why don't they ask Pashut? There's no edus at all. Eid achad is command alesa. Ein davar she'aver b'pachas mishnayim. So we have three kashas that are one. One eid is nothing. So why does the Rambam consider an eid? And therefore if you have one eid against another, it's only one eid. You have the Gemara in Ksubis 23a at the top that says that when both of them say she's a pnuya and then one says she's mekudeshes, you don't accept that eid because ain't varv shelechad b'makom shnayim. What varv shelechad? It's only one eid. Ain't davar shevar b'chaz b'shnayim. And we have Tosfos who says why don't we let this pnuya get married lechatchila even? Because we should be mamidar acheskasa, why say pashut? There's no edus at all. So we have three kashas. So since like it's a schus to bring down the kashas of Hagon Rabbi Yerucham Varhaftig Zechet Tzadik Livracha, who was a businessman by profession, that's how he made his money. But he was a tremendous masmid, Talmud Chacham, from Lithuania. His son was the famous Rav Zerach, who was responsible for saving the Mir Yeshiva, and he was also himself a big Gaon and a Chaver Knesset Mitama Mafdal. And Rav Yerucham eventually came to Eretz Yisrael, and he was Nifter in about 1965. So I very much enjoy his Sfarim. Most of them you can find them on the Otzer HaChachma, you can find them in Hebrew books. They're great, great Sfarim. Mamish Gishmak. Most of them have the word Yerucham in them. This is from the base Yerucham. So he writes, V'nirli mekan levarer, hodin istapakti, v'hodikayim alon ein dover she'ever epochas mishnayim v'smayit eirechad. What's pshat in Divrei Chazal that ein dover she'ever epochas mishnayim? And therefore we're memayit one eid. One eid is no good. Is pshat that by isurim eid echad is completely believed. By isurim eid echad is completely believed. B'davar sheben mamon, he's not believed enough to be motzi mamon, but rather it's a partial namonis to require a shavua. And that partial namonis we also have by davar shebe erva. Just there's a miut of his complete ne'amonos. Now we shouldn't say that even davar shebe erva is begeder iser. So it's not a complete ne'amonos. And it's not like a davar shebe mamon that's machriach ha'shvua. Begabe erva, that miktsas ne'amonos doesn't cause a shvua. But there is in Miktsas Ne'amonos. Not like Darvish Sheba Mamon, but there's a Miktsas Ne'amonos. Or no. Gabe Darvish Sheba Erva, there's a complete miut of the Ne'amonos of the Yed Echad. And that's why in the Torah we don't find a Shavuah Gabe Erva, because Darvish Sheba Erva ain't Ne'amonos Le'ed Echad. A similar Chakira is in Rav Yerucham's one of his other Svarim, the Chidusha Yerucham, in the 79th Simen, that we paskin, ein nishboim ala karkois, dismayit betorah, im amiut, rak midin shvua, aval ne'amanuso de'ed echod lo ismayit, de ne'aman gamken ala karka be'iduso, kamo al metaltalin, o dilma ismayit legamre af ne'amanus, demishum hochi leka shvua. We have a rule that you're not allowed to be nishba on karka. There's no shavu on a karka because that's memuat in the Torah. Ain't nishba mala karkois. Is the miut only midin shavua? But the eid echad is still believed. The Eid Echad has Ne'amanus. There's just no Shavua. Or maybe no. There's no Ne'amanus at all. Does an Eid Echad have any Ne'amanus at all? Legabe Karkos. That's the Chakir of the Chedushi Yeruchim and Siman Ayin Tes. Do we say that he has some Ne'amanus? Just like he has Ne'amanus on Metalfalin? So does he have Ne'amanus? Or do we say there's no Ne'amanus? And since there's no Ne'amanus, he also can't be Mechayev Shavua. And this Chakira stands whether we say like the Shita of Alad of Achronim that Eid Echad was not Mechayev Mamon is because we suspect him of Sheker or because of Gzeres HaKosov. If it's because he's suspected of being of Sheker, he's suspected of being Meshaker, but he's not a Vadei Meshaker because he's Mechayev Shavua. He has Ne'amanus, maybe he's not Meshaker. And that Ktsas Ne'amanus, that little bit of Ne'amanus he has, like Karka also, there's no Shavua, but there is some Ne'amanus. So just because he's Choshed L'Shaker doesn't mean we're sure he's Meshaker. So that's if you say it's midin choshed l'shaker. And also, kimokain, if we say that there's gzeres hakosuv, that ain't eid echad ne'amon. It's the way a lot of achronim say. That it's gzeres hakosuv, it's not choshed l'shaker. It's gzeres hakosuv that ain't echad ne'amon. So the question is the gzeres hakosuv gabe erva kamo b'mamon? That just like there, the gzeres hakosuv is. That what? That Eid Echad is Mechayev Shavua for dealing with Mammon. That an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shavua, but he can't be Mechayev Mammon. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have a little bit of Ne'amanus. We see that by Mammon he has Ne'amanus to be Mechayev Shavua. So maybe by Dover Shebe Erva also there's some level of Ne'amanus. So if you say that there's some, if you say it's choshed l'shaker, both regarding karkos and also regarding davar shebe'erva, let's say he's choshed l'shaker, but we're not sure. So maybe there is some level of ne'amanus. And if you say it's gzeres hakosuv b'seder. So Eid Echad isn't believed like by Isurim Legamre or by Mammon to be Mechayev Shavua, but maybe there's some level of Ne'amanus. So there's a Shitas HaMa'arik who writes V'chein hadas nota, the law amrinin ain davar shever b'pachas mishnayim, ela dafka hechad debishah shemeid ala, ha'ir echad lahatira, hi becheskes eishes ish. Does vaday lavko kamine de'ir echad lafuke mechazaka mecheskes isu. You know when we say, says the Ma'arik, we've discussed this in the past. You know when we say in davar shever b'pachas mishnayim, where when he's meid, when the eid echad is meid, she has a cheskase shesish. As vaday lav kol kamine de eid echad lafuke mecheskasisa. An eid echad doesn't have the power to be motzi mecheskasisa. That an eid echad doesn't have the power to do. The old, the cave in the garmina dover dover mimamin. Also, we're learning Zereshava of Davar Davar Mimamon. And there it's to be Motzi Mamon. Here also it's to be Motzi Mechazaka. Ad kan lashon ha marik. So we see lahedya that the marik holds that gam gabe erva the erechod as neamon is like mamon. So according to the marik, vaday legabe erva, as long as it's not against the chazaka, we believe the person. Erechod is just not neamon to be motzi mechazaka. Just like by Davar Sheba Mammon. And by Mammon, an Erechad has Miktsis Ne'amonis. He's Mechai V'Shavua. So by Erva also, he has Miktsis Ne'amonis. So there's no Din Shavua, but there is some level of Ne'amonis. There is Ksas Ne'amonis, because you see that an Erechad by Erva is believed, as long as it's not Lahotzi Mechazaka. And it's compared to Mammon. And Mammon, we believe the Erechot to be Mechai V'Shavua, because there is Miktsis Ne'amonis. So Archa Kira, if by Erva an Erechot has Miktsis Ne'amonis, is not Lefi the Ma'arik. Because frankly, Lefi the Ma'arik, we compare it to Mammon, where there is Miktsis Ne'amonis, because we believe the Erechad to be Mechai V'Shavua. So that solves our Chakira Lefi the Ma'arik. So, according to him, it's not a question. Who is it a question according to? The Ramban. The Ramban learns Pshat Yevamis. And Yevamis, talking about a chaticha, that's not known what the nature of this chaticha is it us or not? And one aid says it's muteres. Mara says, hasam lo's chazik isura. There's no cheskas isur for the chaticha. But hacha, if you have an aid who's made al misis habal, is chazik isura de eshesish. We have a cheskas iser eishes ish. Ve'ein davar sheva erva pachas mishnayim. And there's no davar sheva erva less than two. So the Ramban learns pshat in the Gemara that it's telling us two things. Number one, there's no cheskas iser by a chaticha that you don't know about. But here, by the husband dying, there is a cheskas iser. And number two, here, gabei eshes ish, even if it was lois chazik isura, we also wouldn't learn from chaticha, because ein davar sheva erva pachas mishnayim. So we hold that even if there's no cheskas iser at all, it's two separate things. There is a cheskas iser, a cheskas iser. Even though there's no cheskas iser, ein davar sheva erva pachas mishnayim. What do you say about one? So aliba da Ramban, we have a chakira. Maybe davar sheva erva 1 8 is mismayit legamrei, and maybe not. Maybe he still has some ne'amonis. So based on this chakira, we could be miyashev the kashas that we asked before. Number one, Antosis. Vrek Teisvis. Why doesn't she get married lechatchila? This woman, they're arguing whether or not she was Mikudeshes, we should be Mamidraches Kasa. So we asked, why didn't Tosfis ask Pashut? There's no Edis at all, she was Mikudeshes. It's one against one. What's one? What's one? Erechad Berva Kamanda Lesa Dami. Ain't davar sheva erva pachas mishnayim. So it says Hagoyin Rav Yochanan bar Haftig. No, we can say that Tosfos holds like the Ma'arik, that we should be Ma'amid Rav Cheskasa. Let's be Ma'amid this woman and her Chazaka, because if there was no Chazaka, then Eid Echad is Naaman. Even Darba Sheba Erba come over Ma'amin, that Eid Echad has some Naamanus. So we should be Choshish for the Divrei Eid. That's why Tosas didn't ask, there's no Eidus at all. Because one Eid is still, we're still Choshish for what the one Eid said. So Ein Darba Sheba Erba Pachas Mishnayim doesn't mean that one Eid is nothing. It just means one Eid isn't enough to completely accept his testimony. But we're still Choshish L'Divrei Eid. And therefore Tosas didn't say, oh, it's only one Eid that she's married, that's nothing. No, one Eid is not nothing. It's like Mammon. They were Choshish, by Mammon were Mechayev Shavua. Here also, L'Chatchila, we should be Choshish. And even if Tosas holds like the Ramban, we can say that they held that Ein Eid Echad, Namrud B'Davar Sheb'Erba, it's not a complete miut of the Ne'amanus. It's a partial, not believed completely. But there's still chash. So certainly according to the Ma'arik, maybe even according to the Ramban, one Eid is believed somewhat. And this is Muchach from the Ramban. Namrud Eid Echad Omer Niskatsha, Eid Echad Olo Niskatsha. She shouldn't get married lechatchila. So the Rambam holds there's ne'amanus for an Eid Echad, even by a Davar Sheb'Erva. So I rechoshish l'divrei Eid. Just like there's ksas ne'amanus for an Eid Echad by Davar Sheb'Mamon. And therefore rechoshish for what the Eid Echad testifies, that she says she was miskadeshes. The ksas ne'amanus shel Eid Echad lo ismait. A little bit of ne'amanus, we didn't exclude him from that, he has. And therefore lo tinasei lechatchila. And we also understand the Gemara. Tarvayu bepnuya komisade, vein dvarv shalechad bemakum shnayim. We said, what's the one aid? One aid is nothing. The answer is one aid is something. Just one aid against two isn't anything. So two are saying she was a pnuya, and they want you to say mikudesh is two beats one, but one is still something. So kubtais, it emerges from this beautiful presentation that when we say in Darvish Yerapachas Mishnayim, it only means that two witnesses determine halacha, but doesn't mean that one witness is meaningless. We also listen to one witness, we also have to be choshish for one witness, like we see from the Rambam here. This is another chilek ledina, and please God, in the next shir, if God gives us life, I'm very much hoping that we're able to continue, and we will see another nafkamina, and it's going to be pretty awesome. All right, sweet friends, so please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless you. Abba Rabba. And we should be zochah to continue. Simcha b'tuv lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.